Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and... you know, I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Such a professional town. Coming to you from our original home in Los Angeles, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue. Are we in Los Feliz officially, or are we Los Feliz adjacent? Yeah, I thought you guys wouldn't know the answer to that. It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. What's up with your name tags, Los Angeles? Do we have some? Okay, we got some. Good. Because the Olympics are in progress in Brazil right now, I think it's only fitting that tonight, those of you who got a ticket for $5 here tonight, as it's always been, well, not always. It was free at first, but now it's $5. You get to witness the super-duper tournament of championships of Doug Loves Movies. The Leonard Maltin game is back for one last glorious time.
Come out of the shadows, Leonard Maltin. Distribute your stars as you see fit.
This episode will be released in about a week in the comedy album section of iTunes for $2. So please hold your tweets about the results this evening, everyone that's here at the taping. And please welcome three of the best Leonard Maltin game players. Matt Myra, John Hamm, and Sam the Ma'am Levine. A.K.A. Lil Wolverine. We should have had, like, play-on music for each of you. Sam, I don't know why you're getting so cozy at this end. Scoot down that way. You got to get away from the answers. Yeah, I put you guys all down there on one end of the long table.
You know me.
Like the classic scene in any movie where someone marries into royalty and they have to have a meal. And it's awkward because they're on the far ends of a very long table.
Right, and then Batman's there,
or
right?
Batman and Vicky Vale.
Yeah.
It's another way to describe it for my
for your audience.
Literature challenge friend, Matt Myra. Let's meet these guys individually. They work so hard to be here tonight. They've come so far through the competition. I wish we could roll in packages of clips of all their moments of agony and defeat. Or success, too, I guess. I just said two bad things. But let's meet them one at a time, starting with Matt Myra is here, everybody. Wow.
Thrilled to be here, Doug. Yep. No excuses, just victory.
Yeah, you got married recently.
I did.
So, yeah.
Less than a year. It counts as recently.
That never helps a player's drive and determination.
Nope.
It's always every classic hero. The wife is at home going, "Don't go to the moon," and he's like, "Yeah, but I gotta go to the moon."
You know, look, my thumb covers it, and then I look with my other eye, and then my thumb covers it. Apollo 13. Negative three names. Ready?
I could go negative three at Apollo 13. Who's in the fucking four slot? Ed Harris? Who on the ground is the fourth person?
Kathleen Quinlan.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh Sammy. Sam Levine is here, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a weird trickle-off ending there.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't know how to. Neither one of us had anything to say, really, to run with the momentum.
No, nothing. I was waiting for you.
But you know, I don't know the exact stats, but you've been quite a winner in this game.
Well, I am the only player up here who played in all three super tournaments.
Oh well,
so he's available.
You definitely.
He's got time.
John. Like a lot.
I John. Think you're the only time. Player up here that would John. Keep track of such a statistic.
John.
It's the devil may care attitude of these other two players that really bring them to the top of this game.
John and I didn't know we qualified. I only knew because you told me.
That's right, you guys. John Hamm is here.
Yeah. And I'm still, Doug, I'm still not sure why.
You're not sure why you're here?
No. But thank you.
Somehow you did it. I think you defeated Sam Levine in
probably.
He
in a shaving competition.
John, you shave better than me, and you grow a better beard. But I definitely have a better bar mitzvah than you.
Probably true.
What was your bar mitzvah theme, Sam?
I did not have a theme, sir.
Oh,
that's right, purist.
Your theme was the theme Torah.
Was the Jewish. Theme was just Jews. Tiny boy Jews. We ruled the day.
Was that in L.A. or was it in
No,
the
it was
Midwest?
In Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. At the Radisson of Englewood Cliffs, which is no longer there, I think.
Man.
Well, they tore it down after that party.
No, sure.
Just couldn't go on.
Doesn't
they were
get
like,
any better
we're not,
than that.
We're not topping this. Tear it down, boys.
If you're in New Jersey, feel free to not stop there.
How dare you?
Let's talk prize bag.
Oh, let's talk about
it. Yeah,
if you don't mind. What do you got, Matt?
I brought a couple things.
I brought a Douglas Movies t-shirt. Top it. Yeah.
What size, Doug?
Top it.
What size?
Super random. Probably won't fit the person who wins.
Size random.
We're talking...
It's a ladies baby tee.
Oh, this is an M.
M.
Who doesn't
classic.
Wear an M? That's
a classic.
Right in the middle.
All wear M's.
M for middle.
Brought a brand new, unread copy of Ian Fleming's Casino Royale.
Whoa. Wow. The fact that it is unread increases its value?
It just makes it like less chances of me putting chocolate somewhere on it.
I see.
Page 7, chocolate.
Not
most of my books.
Not zero chance, by the way.
No. Just decreases.
Yeah. Just decreases. All right.
Melts in your hands, John.
I get it.
Very important.
All right. Well, I see your book.
Okay.
And raise you the tin of toiletry items given to you by an airline when you fly first class.
I'm
Whoa.
Sorry. That's a string raise, Doug, and you know it.
Someone's loyal to United. Well, I see
I wasn't going to drag names into it.
And I give you a Christmas gift my mother sent me that I didn't bother using.
Oh, boy.
$25 in Disney bucks.
Whoa.
Wow.
This is good at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, DisneyStore.com, Disney Store, Disney Cruise Line, not Tokyo Disney.
Oh, I was going to ask. Euro Disney? No?
No, that's a conversion rate. That's the problem.
I'm sorry, kids. Our vacation is off.
All right, John Hamm, can you top what this man brought?
No.
Well, it's already, you already brought it all in
a
special
backpack. From Pop Chips, because they gave me some Pop
Chips
once.
Backpack.
Whoa! And it came in a backpack.
Ooh, someone was at Sundance.
Pop Chips, some things no one's ever paid for.
Nope. Always free.
Wow, that's a great free
stale.
Snack, yeah.
These are stale, right? No, they're brand
new. No, that's how they're made. That's it.
No, we pop them stale just so that they stay fresh.
Shelf life's longer.
So I brought a Minions phone cover.
Oh, I want
another
that.
Another thing that I got given.
Banana. It's banana color.
Let me just triple check if it's a current phone.
It's Minion yellow.
No, that it is Minion
iPhone
yellow.
6.
iPhone 6. You're good, guys. It'll fit a 6S too. I used to be a genius.
Used to be.
Yeah. I recently brought my old wallet.
Whoa.
Who's going to top that?
John Hamm's old
wallet. That was full of some mad money, I bet.
You know what?
Yeah.
No ring for where the condom was because it never spent one night in here.
Oh, Sam.
That's right. Saucy.
Sweet non-burn.
Yeah. You can't. How can you burn this man? Go the other way with it, Matt.
Real complimentary burns all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, got you, you yeah. piece of shit. You had a lot of sex.
You finally won that Emmy, asshole. I brought a pipe from Peacemaker. Oh. I was on At Midnight recently, so somebody has Linky, four little questions, one big link. Still don't understand that game.
Oh.
Sam, can you top that?
Not a chance. We're starting off with Elton John's Peachtree Road. The album, all about songs for where he lives, Atlanta. Lots of Atlanta songs in
all
there,
his
folks.
Great Atlanta music.
All his great Atlanta songs. And then I hope you have cold feet, because I have got socks for you. Lots and lots and
lots. Oh, that's a lot of socks.
And lots of socks.
Slow down on the socks.
Most of which are Kansas City related, because that's where socks come from. And then lastly, this is a real kind of grab baggy thing.
This is a real grab baggy thing?
Yes, the last part of grab baggy is this, which is at least two, possibly more, Garmin Fitbit type things that you put on your wrists, and it will GPS your run and your heart rate, and it will tell your doctor that you're that much further away from death. And there's
looks like definitely three.
There's
maybe
at
four.
Least three in here, I
that's
think.
That's actually a pretty cool gift.
Yeah, I know. This is worth hundreds of dollars, in
that's
fact.
That's the least grab baggy thing.
Yeah.
You set that up entirely wrong. You're using the John Hamm insult method for this grab bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, let me put this out there now early. I was on set this morning at 6 a.m. and drove here from
bragging.
The set.
Oh, working actor.
It was on a Nickelodeon children's show.
Is this are we plugging now? Or are we doing plugs early?
Are you the child stunt double?
Nope.
Like it's a quick cut, but you're like, I think he had a beard there.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, go back.
Yeah.
Go back.
Pause
the little
it,
kid
pause
had a beard.
It. He had a beard.
Yeah. No, I'm just doing stand-in work.
I don't know what time this show started or what time it's going to end.
I'm a little tired.
Let's proceed.
I'm a little tired.
So, okay, so Sam is on the record for being tired.
But otherwise. Fine.
Ed Trump is on the record for the election is rigged. As long as we got that settled.
On the record.
As long as we know that those things are happening. Thank you, John, for the backpack.
Oh, I put it all right in there. Thanks, Pop Chips.
Oh, and a bag from Total Wine and More.
Okay, great.
Hey, those.
Good luck getting into American Beauty 2.
Aww.
Never gets old.
I just love the concept of good luck, bag.
You got a lot of writing on you that probably is going to hurt you in the long run. But good luck, bag.
It's a new Brian Regan routine. All right. I'm going to top you all because limited edition.
Ooh, oh, boy. A white box.
PAX premium vaporizer, what? You guys.
Oh.
Yes. For tobacco products only, wink.
Wink.
Wink. Podcast, wink. So all of this stuff, I'm going to put this in John's bag so that he gets in trouble for it. And all of this...
Works. That's not how it works at all.
Yeah, Don Draper gave me this PAX officer.
Why'd you steal it from the winner?
All of this stuff is going to be won by somebody tonight. Gentlemen, some folks in the audience brought some name tags, so we need you to select who you're going to play for. You need to physically go and grab a name tag from the person. And since this is a commercial-free episode, we'll just listen as that process plays out. It's a pretty good turnout name tag-wise for Los Angeles. A lot of folks don't bother here. What's that in your hand right there, dude? It's a what? It's a fan?
It's not your, it's not your name put, tag.
You should have
right
written your name on it.
I would have taken it.
Because you think somebody would want a fan. Fans are important to all of us. John Hamm got somebody's ID. That's so there's some cheating going on there.
Oh, my God. I you think were born price. In the 90s?
Did they pass you a Finsky when they gave that to you? They give you 10 bucks?
It's void. So
give you a 20?
It's an oldie. But yeah, that doesn't affect his birth date. 93.
Oh, we got a 93
Clinton,
girl.
Baby.
All right, who are you playing for, Matt?
I am playing for two for the Maddie. It's the ill-fated Matthew McConaughey, Doug Benson sports movie.
I saw some pretty good name tags out there. It's almost like you were, I guess because you like it's Maddie, because you're Matt, you're playing for Maddie.
Yeah, I thought, why not? I know I'm going to lose. I should lose for someone who put in no effort.
Well, that would be me, actually.
Yeah, John, guy whipped out his own ID, and John snapped it up. Cause,
BD Benjamin cause, David or David Benjamin.
Oh, that Don Draper is always looking for another identity. So
now
it's a good
one.
Thing you have that.
He is from...
Okay.
Weirdly fits. It's
and he didn't write a shithead on the back of his ID, I'm sure. So
I mean, there's one
I'm
on
sure
front.
It's got the second hat.
So we'll suss that out later. Sam, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Justin Glorious Bastards.
There you go. It's like he knew you were going to be here.
No, he didn't, because there's no photo of me, just many photos of you, even as Bridget von Hammersmark.
Oh, okay. I look pretty good. Sure, yeah.
He's got Jeff Tate and Paul F. Tompkins on this poster, so I'm definitely regretting this decision. Justin.
Did anybody put Sam on their poster tonight? I was just going to give it. You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
did?
You want to change it up, Sam?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa! Oh, my.
Never in the history of this game has that happened. Probably.
Well, let's see what you're changing it for. Is that better?
We've been lied to. Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
What is this?
Yeah, it's smart. There's a name tag on each side, depending on who shows up. But you went with Sausage Candy.
Sausage Candy, your name better be Candy.
And you and Jeff Tate and Leonard Maltin and I are all sausages on the
we sure
the
are.
Poster.
I think her name's Candace.
Yeah, Candace.
Just judging by the Candace Ventura pin.
Candace Ventura. Mm-hmm.
Is it Candace?
All
right. Oh, fine, it's both of them. Everybody calls her Candy.
Let's check in with the guy that you rejected. How are you doing over there? Do you want to exercise your Second Amendment rights on Sam?
Boy, he really, I'm sorry, my friend.
You know what? If I somehow win tonight, I'm going to give you $25 in Disney bucks.
Wait, no, you'd be taking it out of the gift bag.
No, no, no. I'm going to, it's $25 in cash, but he can only spend it. Only.
All right, I'll allow it.
At Disneyland Tokyo.
Oh. It's not actually owned by Disney.
No.
Weird.
Sounds good to me. Let's start with a game to determine who goes first in tonight's Leonard Maltin tournament.
Oh, boy.
The game before the game.
I feel like as the only person to not make a dumb joke about that, I should just start first.
Oh, that'd be a real time saver if I knew when we'd have the show needs to be finished. But I don't, so it's going to go for as long as it takes.
Okay.
Apologies to whatever's on after this.
Fiddle faddle.
Oh, fiddle faddle. Let's play
the first presidential debate.
Let's play Purple Rain Man. That's a game that about 28% of this crowd loves. And it's Purple Rain Man. Obviously, the stars of Purple Rain Man would be Prince and Dustin Hoffman. I've mashed up a new title, and I'll tell you the third build people, and then the second build, and then the first build people in this new mashup title. Guess as often as you like. First one to guess correctly wins. Ready? Go. Start guessing. All right. Third build people in this movie mashup are Nicholas Holt and Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second build, Charlize Theron and Kelly Lynch. It's a movie title mashup. I'll give you the
Mad Max Fury Roadhouse?
That's correct, John Hamm. John Hamm taking it home. Taking these other guys to the town. Tom Hardy and Patrick Swayze were the leads, of course, in Mad Max Fury Roadhouse. So John Hamm gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, Tournament of Championships, and then we'll go to Matt, and then to Sam, and then the Sam will be on top of this. The order rotates each round. I lost the top from my pen, and it was like. It was serious. Code 5, is that a serious sounding thing? Code 5.
Yeah.
Pen top, gone.
Oh, no.
I'll get it back later.
I know you will.
I'll forget.
Yep.
We're playing to 5 points tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. But, you know, I think in one of the tournaments, Sam might have gotten a 5 and left the other two people in the dust, like a 1 and 2 points or something like that.
I don't remember.
Do you remember?
You remember, Sam.
I really don't.
Well, a lovely gentleman in the Atlanta area whose name or Twitter
Elton
handle,
John.
I don't know. Elton John gave me this book. To help make that tonight happen.
Oh, my God.
It's, he gave me a book full of Leonard Maltin game movies so that I wouldn't have to use the dead Leonard Maltin app to make the game happen. So kudos to him. Wow. And he should reach out to me so I can give him credit.
Kudos, anonymous and Atlantonian.
I'll give him credit in a later episode. And also, there's not enough categories to get through the whole game tonight, so categories will repeat, but initially, at least you get to pick between three options. John, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like a category called Mini Driver, which is movies with either a Mini Driver or someone driving a Mini Cooper, or both? Or would you like Lando or Sea? Lando or Sea? And that's movies that take place at sea or have Billy D. Williams in them. Or number 5 is Barely Alive. Movies with Fisher Stevens where he's not anywhere near the top of the billing. Small roles for the great Fisher Stevens. Which one of those Which one of those do you like, John?
I feel like Fisher Stevens is in the news with being on The Night Of, so in a very small role.
Yeah.
As the weird he's got an Oscar pharmacist.
Yeah.
Is The Night Of that lives up to the hype? It's really good.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
So, yes, yeah, so, sure.
Okay.
Fish.
All right.
His friends call him Fish.
Let's go.
I'm not his friend.
Number
what do you call
five.
Him? I'm not his friend. I call him
Mr. Is Barely Alive. So, this has a lowly build Fisher Stevens in it. And I'll pick out a couple things from Leonard's review. He says about this movie.
So, hold on. Did this guy go through the whole book and, like, kind of transcribe it?
Not the whole book. He picked certain movies and then just put everything I would need to just...
And then when did he mail that exact book to Sam?
John, Sam, we talked about this.
Sam had to travel to October 23, 19... I can't remember the right year, but to get a copy of the answers in this book and memorize it.
I mean, I know now. Sam like works a lot, and so he doesn't have a lot of time to like study up. But like he's like, that's impressive. Yeah. This guy's.
There's a lot of money on the line tonight, right? You guys made a gentleman's bet backstage.
$45,000 in Disney dollars.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly
Sorry,
who
John,
I would buy.
I don't spend all my time sleeping with beautiful women, making studio films. It's totally got you.
You
bro.
Know I'm Sam not my character,
is,
right?
Sam is so indie. Sam is super indie. All right.
What is the year on this film, please?
Oh, man, you're such a stickler. 2014.
Stinkler.
2014. Is the year of this film that has Fisher Stevens in a lowly build role, even though he's the great Fisher Stevens. And Leonard calls this movie, he says this is a breathless farce.
This is an awful review.
Wow.
And he says that the story hopscotches across decades.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he lists 21 performers, 21 actors... / actresses that participated in this motion picture. John Hamm, how many names do you think you can get it in? Out of 21.
Five.
He's going five.
Whoa!
Yeah.
He's have an idea.
Crazy. He's got an idea.
About how to get out of here early. And back to that sweet-ass beach volleyball tournament.
Yeah! Thanks, NBC!
# butts. All right. The Olympics will be over by the time people are listening to this, though, so let's not talk about that anymore. Let's not talk about all those poor people that died at the Olympics.
Oh,
no, from my mouth to God's mouth. That's not the expression. All right.
Should be that expression, though.
Yeah, right.
That sounds
my
kind of amazing.
To into God's mouth. Get it in your mouth, God.
Blaspheme.
He said five names, Matt. What do you say to that? Do you say name it? Do you say you go four, maybe?
No,
three,
John,
or two?
So you're saying the five bottom names of the 21.
He thinks he's got a good
feeling.
I gotta say
John, go nuts. Name it.
All right, let me give him the five names just for protocol's sake.
Will not matter. I'm totally going to guess the thing I thought it might have been.
Yeah, you want to just guess right away?
Yeah, Mordecai.
No.
All right.
Mordecai?
2014?
Well, Mordecai...
was a breathless farce that spanned decades.
It did?
At the bottom of the cast list, Wally Walidarsky.
Sure.
Then Fisher Stevens.
Of course. Oh.
Then Bob Balaban.
Oh.
Larry Pine. And Owen Wilson. Mm. That's the bottom five out of 21 names.
And it wasn't Mordecai.
Names. And it was not Mordecai.
Sam?
It was not Mordecai.
It sounds animated to me.
Okay.
All right.
Larry Pine from L.A. Law?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Matt gets a point.
Good job,
Thank
Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it
the motion picture is Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yep. An animated movie.
Yep. Yeah. Very animated.
Oh, I took Breathless
People
to be a
really
bad
move
thing.
Around a lot, and yeah.
That movie has some breath.
I thought it was. I thought, yeah, breathless sounded breath negative every to once me, in a while. But maybe he meant it as a positive.
Yeah, they take a breath.
Who can tell?
Oh, like he's breathless.
Oh, it's
a
so fun.
This is amazing. I can't believe it. Am I watching Fawlty Towers?
That'd be a good mashup.
I mean, come on, farce.
All right, so Sam's up first in this next round, and we'll go to John and then to Matt.
Mm-mm. We'll go to Matt from me.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Still don't get the rules of this.
I've been doing
this for
8 years.
It always goes the different way than I think.
It alternates, but I count on people knowing when I'm wrong.
Sam will tell you every time.
Yeah. And sometimes he's wrong. That's why it's fun.
It's true.
That's why it's fun. We're just friends having fun.
From your mouth to God's mouth, though.
Yeah.
Kind of hot.
From my ears to God's eyes.
From your butt to God's nose, Doug.
Sam, would you like Colors, which is movies with a color in the title. Sounds so aggressive, and that was pretty nice.
Yep.
Sausage Party, and that's movies featuring only men listed in the cast.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. And how about Worst Guests? That's movies featuring T.J. Miller, Jeff Garlin, or Harry Dean Stanton.
Wow. Wait, Harry Dean Stanton was one of your worst guests?
He was not pleasant.
Well, I listened to that app. I don't know. Let's go Colors.
All right. This is a movie with a color in the title.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin. It's from 2000, let's say, 13.
Let's say.
Let's guesstimate that it was in the 2013 range.
Okay.
Leonard calls this movie fascinating.
Yeah.
He also says this movie has flashbacks.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's kind of sounds like a crazy movie.
Sometimes movies do that.
Yeah. Sometimes flashbacks are fascinating. And Leonard lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sam Levine?
I believe that I can do that in 9 names.
9 names is a very smart bid because the clues were not good.
No.
Matt Myra?
I mean, I'm going to go to 7 names.
He says 7 names.
That's 2
John.
Names less than Sam said.
Yeah, cut 2 names off.
Understand pretty, how
pretty,
bidding works.
Pretty solid bid. John, what do you want to do? You want to throw it back in his face, make him go for it?
2013.
Do you want to shave?
I already shaved.
2013.
This morning.
Wow, that's impressive.
No, I didn't. I'm kidding.
I feel like he did.
You're just having like a 6. Regular conversation.
Whoa,
what happened?
6. He said 6.
Okay, he says 6.
Johnny Hams. You go ahead and name that movie.
All right, he gets 6 names.
Mordecai.
From the bottom up.
He said Mordecai.
One of them's going to be... Mordecai is a caller in Serbian.
You got to be careful, John.
In Serbian,
Sam will hold you to your
Mordecai
first answer.
Mordecai is a caller. It's a weird shade of red and white. It's the color on the Serbian flag, and that's called Mordecai. You learn a lot of things when you watch the Olympics, you guys. Like, it's been fun. I watched a lot of water polo. Don't worry about it.
2013, John.
All right.
Yeah, this movie's got a color in the title.
Sure.
It's fascinating. It's got flashbacks. And the 6 people at the bottom of the cast list.
Of the 11 in it.
Of the 11. Well, there's more than 11 in it, probably, but of the 11 listed.
I mean.
Aiden Ehrenreich. Don't worry about it. That one's not helpful. Max Casella. Tammy Blanchard. Michael Stolbarg. Peter Sarsgaard and Louis C.K. were in this movie from 2013. What is it for the point, John Hamm? What is it?
Well, it's not the one I thought it was. Mordecai.
There isn't even a color in Mordecai.
I've explained that, Doug. You weren't listening.
Can't spell red without Mordecai.
Exactly.
Any guesses, John? Who challenged you? Sam did? Okay, Sam's going to get a point.
No, I don't have any guesses, sorry.
All right. Would it help you if I said that Andrew Dice Clay was in this movie?
Sure, Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I got the color right.
Blue Jasmine.
Yeah, that one too. Close.
Blue Jasmine. Yeah, all right, so
and
Sam.
I Dice was in Blue Valentine.
Sam gets the point.
What was Blue Valentine?
That's the Ryan Gosling, Michelle Williams.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right.
I was thinking blue.
Sam must be really pumped up right now after that golf applause.
Yes, thank you. Look, whether I get negative five or someone can't name the movie, the point value is the same.
Oh, boy.
Just saying, I think it's...
Oh, brother.
Just saying, the scales there are off, but I'll take the point nonetheless.
Somebody got up early today.
Damn right. I've been up since 4. This is awful. I feel terrible.
Why did you get up at 4 for
a
6 o'clock
call?
Yeah,
back. Same question.
You guys... I need a full hour.
You live in the valley.
I need a full hour to wake up, shave my neck.
He needs to have.
Shave my neck.
He needs to do some beard yoga.
I read TMZ from the night before, see what happened while I was sleeping.
Nothing.
And then,
nothing.
And I had to drive quite a bit. And, you know, traffic is bad in LA, even at.
Four? No, it isn't. No,
five. There are plenty of cars on the 405 at 5 this morning.
All right, who was left out of that last skirmish?
Matt Meyer was left out.
All right, so Matt, you
gotta
go first.
Story of my life.
Then we'll go to John.
Nope.
All right. Matt, would you like Run, Franca, Run, the films where Franca Potente has to flee?
Both of them.
I didn't understand.
Or would you like book club movies based on novels?
Ooh.
Or Ice Knowing You, movies where Val Kilmer doesn't get top billing.
Oh, those are great.
Two great categories.
Yeah. Two really great categories.
Wait a second. You're not into Run, Franca, Run?
Nope.
The films of Franca Potente, where she has to flee?
I mean, I would pick it just to hear you say Franca Potente again.
Franca Potente!
But I think I'm going to go books based on novels.
Books made about novels?
Yeah, wait. Books, movies,
books based
books,
on
books
novels?
Books based on novels. Hang on. Push Novelty. By Sapphire.
All right. I'm going to pick out a couple of clues. Okay, first of all, it's based on a novel. It's from 1999. And, this is a good clue. It's got flamboyant visuals. And it draws you in with its intriguing story.
Mm. Sounds like
and
a movie.
Sure it does.
Yeah, I'm totally describing a movie.
Visuals and a story?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a book
stars.
At all.
Two stars. Have I been
That's
saying how many stars things have been getting? I
don't know. No, you haven't.
But
yet.
Yeah, I think two stars.
Well, start over.
Clean slate.
Two stars. And Leonard lists a mere 5 names.
Two stars, 99. Mm-hmm. Visuals.
Based
story
on a book. It's got visuals. It's got story.
Does it have groove and feeling?
And
well, it's not Grease.
Wait, what is there any other? Is there any other? Are there any other words in his review that you can read?
No, they're all very
suggestive,
descriptive of what exactly this movie is, which is what he tries to do in his reviews.
And there's 9 names, and it's from 1999.
Five names
from 1999. Well, Doug, I'm going to need all 5 of those
names. He's taking all
so
5.
Five.
He's taking the deep 5, 5. Sam.
I'm going to say...
Oh, no, here it comes.
-2?
Oh, boy.
I don't like that, John.
Somebody got his second wind.
You hate when I say this, but, you know, there's a good chance I'm wrong. Good chance.
Evil laugh in the back. John, what are you going to do with that? -2. Can you go -3 on this movie from 1999 that's based on a novel?
Sure.
You say negative three?
Sure.
All right, Matt. What do you think of that?
I think...
Really, John?
I think I
do
can
you
go...
Have an idea?
Hang
just...
on! Sam, I'm playing a game.
Yeah, Matt and I are playing a game. Yes, I don't know what you're doing.
Clearly.
Whatever you're doing, it isn't cool.
Playing...
But what I'm doing is awesome.
All right.
I mean, a point's a point.
You know...
That's true.
John.
I listened to your whole theory about points.
It's true, and in all my years
so I
playing,
guess if I don't get a point on this one, oh well.
Yeah. No one's ever dumped points to me. I've never been that
John,
lucky.
I got to say, this negative three really intrigues me. It's a lot of effort for that point. I'm going to have to say, try and name that.
Well, all right. I do actually have an idea, Sam.
Okay.
Just hang on before John starts. Mordecai wasn't a book. Good job.
What do you think?
I don't think you know that for sure.
I don't either. And you know what? Neither did the people that made the movie.
No. Boy, okay, this is a wild
You gotta name
card
the movie,
shot.
Then the top three build people in
well,
the movie.
Well, I was thinking
five.
Because
Number
it
one.
Had flamboyant style and visuals that it might have been a musical.
Oh.
Mm. Okay.
But I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that? Moulin Rouge.
Okay, so who are the top three build people in there?
Well, that would be Nicole Kidman.
And
then
one.
Luke Skywalker guy, whatever. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Ewan McGregor.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept that.
And then John
Luke Skywalker
Leguizamo
guy.
Is the third guy who played that.
Johnny Legs.
Johnny Legs, but he didn't have legs.
As Toulouse-Lautrec, yeah.
It's a right. legit guest with three legit people.
Yeah. No, sure. I really appreciate the effort you made, and it's completely wrong.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah, not even the right year.
Yeah. Oh, well, Sam rubbing it in.
Oh.
It's
year was Moulin Rouge?
It's the movie is Fight Club. And of course, you know, we
two
got
stars?
Brad Pitt and
yeah,
Edward
two
Norton.
Stars.
And yeah, you know, Leonard's taste can throw you off. Because he doesn't love some
from
of the
your
classics.
Mouth to Leonard's mouth?
I would have preferred that we asked Sam if he knew it first and then...
Mm.
Yes, it did.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. I can say that, too.
He was on it.
I know it now.
Yeah.
All right, so well, Matt has 2 points.
Negative three, I don't know.
Matt has 2 points.
Thank you.
Sam has one.
Good job, Matt.
John has none. But we start with Sam again, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
Then we go to John. Sam and then Matt.
Yep.
Sam, would you like Douglas? The category is called Douglas, and it's remakes of movies that I was an extra in.
Oh.
So the second time around, the movie was Douglas because I was not in it.
Remakes of movies that you were an extra in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
How old are you?
Hot Tub Time Machine, that's movies with a hot tub.
Spider-Man.
Or time travel, or both.
Okay.
And this one, suggested by the dude from Atlanta that made this book for me, Put Your Hans Together. And it's movies featuring Alan Rickman or Harrison Ford.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a brilliantly
that
named.
Is a
that
very
is
clever,
a wide
clever.
Swath of movies.
He should go work on At Midnight with that pun action right there.
Oh,
Hans.
Pun action. Punction.
We'll say that. Punction.
Alive.
That's some sweet, hot punction.
Which one of those do you like, Sam?
Sam is struggling.
I will do Put Your Hans Together.
All right.
I can name that category in three words.
1997 for this movie that has Alan Rickman or Harrison Ford in it.
Mm-hmm.
3 stars from Leonard.
Was that the year of Moulin Rouge?
No. No, it was not.
He when calls it.
When was Moulin Rouge? 2001.
Really?
Pre 9/11, simpler time.
I guess so. I was thinking about other stuff.
Leonard says this movie is supercharged.
Yep.
And he says that this movie requires the usual suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Suspend your disbelief at the door with this one.
Uh huh. Yeah.
12 names. How many names can you get it in, Sam?
Negative two.
How many stars?
3 stars.
It's a 3-star movie.
It's a 3-star movie, but it's supercharged.
God, I hate that I would have to go.
Supercharged.
3-star supercharged.
Your disbelief.
Yeah.
Right at the door.
And he says, Sam's out of the gate with negative two. It's unprecedented.
And that goes top. He has to say it is...
He's got to say the top billboard, second billboard,
and then someone else. He's been given a negative one already with the category choice. Those guys don't do movies. They're not top billed in.
Right, but...
Or at least top two.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Oh,
come on, Matt.
Norbit.
What are you going to do?
Is it Norbit?
He says... I got to get an Eddie Murphy game into this at some point, because it'd be like, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy.
1997, and there are how many names again, Doug? I'm sorry.
12 names.
12 names, and...
Sam's going negative two.
Well, really
name the top two.
Three stars.
Peeps.
And he says what again? Supercharged?
Supercharged, and requires the usual suspension of disbelief.
And he negative twos it. I feel like I could also negative two this, but I could not negative three it.
I feel like I could negative two it, too.
Hmm.
Now I'm trying to think if I can negative three that motherfucker.
Just you might like not I get
negative
a chance,
three the
though.
Shit out of that
you,
last
you'd
one.
You'd have to go negative four if Matt bids higher.
I'm going
to
say.
True. I'm going to say negative three.
He's going negative three. Sam is
I honestly thought
out
it was my
the
turn.
Door. Well, no idea if he's coming back.
There he is. He came back. Out one door into the
he's
other.
Back.
He got a bag. It's over his head.
Those are not toys.
That might be a clue. He's redoing a scene from season one of Mad Men.
I was really hoping we'd actually play the game tonight.
Oh! Shots fired out of your mouth to God's mouth.
That's what we were doing.
Really
playing
hoping.
A game, Sam.
No. All right, so Matt goes negative three, so John Hamm,
I'll
what do you,
negative
what do you
four.
Say? He says negative four,
Wait,
Sam.
No, you're not doing this right. You're not doing this right at all.
Hey, John, get him
no,
name that
John,
movie.
No.
All right, so John.
I thought you were going to do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you thought.
Has to.
John, no. He caught your bluff.
Yeah, I don't know.
He really played you. You don't have any idea?
No.
Okay. Do you want to guess the name of a movie that has Alan Rickman?
You were supposed to tell me, and then I was going to guess it.
Well, I guess a lot. I know a lot of movies with those guys in them.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, so just name one that has one of those
from
guys.
From the 90s?
97, to be specific.
I don't know. Air Force One was Harrison Ford. He's the president. He said, get off my plane. Actually, he said,
who was,
get off
who
my
was second
plane.
Billed in that? Who was second
Gary
billed
Oldman.
In that? Yeah, and who was third billed?
I don't know.
Who was the president in that movie?
Well, the vice president.
Was she?
Excuse me.
Harrison Ford.
Who
was president.
Who was the lady in that movie?
The lady president?
Yeah.
Well, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh yeah.
Going on here? We have.
Oh, you are so close.
Yeah. Third build was Glenn Close.
Yeah.
And fourth build was Dean, the great Dean Stockwell. But you're right.
I
Air
fucking,
Force One.
I could have got it.
Oh, what a goal! Sure thing get pulled away from you for bullshit reasons, man.
Sam is on the board with another point, so he was already on the board.
Thank you.
Oh.
Two for Sam, two for Matt. I feel a big comeback from John, though,
because
he's taking chances.
He's going to go five straight.
He's playing loose.
Loosey-goosey.
I can't believe it was actually Air Force One. I thought that movie came out a long time ago.
Yeah,
it did. It was 19 years
1997.
ago.
1997. It was a pretty long time ago.
Your buddy Ben Katz, he was four.
He was four.
Not a lot of help Damn. Out there from Ben Katz on that one, probably. All right.
Yep.
So
it was a summer release. I was just checking when his birthday was.
So we start with Matt, and then we go to John. Sam.
Yeah. He's just doing it out of mess
All right.
with you guys.
John. Would you like the 19th?
You're starting with Matt.
Yeah.
No, but I still want to know what John
okay,
wants.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a legit question.
Matt, 19th hole?
Yep.
That's movies
Tin
that take
next.
Place. That's movies about golf or human centipedes.
One and the same.
Four Seasons is movies directed by Alan Alda or with a season in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And then your third option would be a four-letter word, and that's movies that have four letters in the title.
That only have four letters.
Only four letters is the whole title.
And a funeral.
I gotta go 19th hole. I gotta go 19th hole. I'm a big fan of
All
golf.
Right. Golf or
I like
or
golf centipedes. Movies.
Human centipede.
I'm thinking
movies.
Of one right now.
Sam's next?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1980 is the year.
Mm-hmm.
Two stars from Leonard.
Ugh. Leonard.
Yeah. He says about this movie that destruction is a substitute for humor.
Yep.
And that it was followed by a sequel.
It sure was.
And I'm going to be clear on that. I said sequel, not squeakquel.
Although,
hang on a second.
A lot
Doug,
of.
Did you say skeekle?
No, I said sequel.
Squeakle.
Not. No, not what you said. 10 names.
Uh huh.
Listed by Leonard. How many can you get it in?
Who is top dog? I can go. Oh, well, you know, I might as well say I can name it in Who's After Me?
Sam's next.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sam, I bet, could go pretty deep.
I bet you could really get his goat with a negative four or five.
I wonder what I'll say.
But I gotta leave room for some bargaining on this end of the table. Because if I say to Sam, I can name that movie in negative two names.
You're getting into difficult waters.
That's my bid.
That's his bid. He says negative two,
guess.
Sam.
That's a good bid.
Yeah, but here comes Sam's bid.
I'm going to say three, negative three.
He says negative three.
I'm going to say four.
Four. John says negative four. Matt.
Wow.
Well, John, I see what you're doing here. I'm going to have to go negative five.
What?
Matt, name that movie?
Yeah, so Matt, I don't know if this...
What, you don't think I can do this?
I don't think this seems smart strategically.
I thought it would be John.
I think I'm
going
to give the point
me.
To Sam. But
Sam gets the point?
Well, no, yes, he's.
I'm guessing he's going
to.
Yes, you have a chance.
I don't think I can do five.
So tell us the movie and the top five billed people, starting with number one.
It's Caddyshack.
Who's number one?
Number one in Caddyshack mm-hmm. is, I feel like, coming hot off the heels of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ted Knight's going to get top billing on that.
Okay, that's a theory. And then... Who would follow after that?
After your Ted Knights, you go with your. Wait, what, guys? I'm busy over here.
I didn't know how many.
Oh, I see. You got the Roddy Dangerfield.
You put him in the two slot.
I'd throw him in the two slot.
All right, who's number three?
I'd go with William F. Murray.
Bill Murray.
Yep.
There's no reason to be so formal. And then who's after that?
Well, you know Leonard. He's pretty crazy like that. I'd go with that Baby Ruth bar.
The Baby Ruth bar that they find in the pool.
Yeah.
That they think is poop.
And that he eats and says no big deal.
Just the Baby Ruth bar.
That's interesting. It would get such high billing.
Well, the crazy thing about it was the sales spike.
There's a lot of caddies
right
in that movie. There's a lot of shacks.
Here's the problem with this. I'm already out of order. So I've lost.
Yeah, you've already blown it a bunch of ways. Sam could not be happier. The top build is Chevy Chase.
Cheddar Chase.
Then Rodney Dangerfield.
Did I completely forget Chevy Chase was in Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Completely forget that man was in Caddyshack?
Maybe now a candy bar gets higher billed. Yeah. But not back then.
Not then.
Does it go Chevy? Ted Knight.
Then, as soon as he said five, you're in danger because there's no way you're coming with Michael O'Keefe.
Sure, Michael O'Keefe.
Then Bill Murray. Yeah,
Bill was way down because he didn't have a big part.
Yeah, he just showed up to get the go.
What about Jackie Mason?
Caddyshack 2.
The 12th billed name in the film. So much fun when this happens. Chuck E. Rodent.
I really wish someone had just picked one name so we could play the gopher.
Yeah, he's the gopher.
God damn it.
And the movie was originally called Gopher Day, and every day Bill Murray would wake up and try to kill the same gopher.
So what's the score, Doug?
Sam just got another point. He's up to three.
3-2-0
Yeah.
Oh, you don't, John, don't you have a point?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I had a point, but I forgot what it was.
You have a point. He has a point.
He almost had air.
He's had a lot of reasonable suggestions, but he hasn't won a point. And who was in that skirmish?
It was me and Matt, so it starts with John.
So start with John,
goes to me.
Then comes the Sam. John, would you like Google Maps? That's movies that take place in on multiple continents. Or would you like... Nothing on that page. Would you like...
Do you want to show the whole page to Sam? Or just...
I can't see a damn Sam. Thing, my friend.
Okay. F-bombs. That's movies that Leonard gave the... Leonard gave the bomb rating to, but also begin with the letter F.
Ooh.
That's a good... That's
in
a
this
good
case, the bomb is bad, not like... Not like great.
In this case, the bomb is bad, yes.
Da bomb.
It is da bomb.
Da bomb.
Google Planet.
Or...
F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
I'm going to get a third one here. I feel it. Feel it coming.
Captain Kangaroo.
Here we go. Might just be a mystery one. Because I didn't write enough of these.
A lot of pages.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very thorough.
Those of you listening at home.
Or... Third category, mystery category.
Ooh.
You just call it potpourri, Doug. Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Yeah, potpourri.
Which one of those do you want, John?
The first one. Google Planet. Google Earth.
Maps. Google Times. All right.
Googleville.
This movie's...
On multiple, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, you said multiple
continents
or countries?
Continents, yeah.
It's an important distinction, people.
Mm-hmm. It is.
2012 is the year it's from, and Leonard Maltin calls this movie German. It's not an opinion. It's just a German production.
German.
And he also says that it's flawed but wildly ambitious. And he lists 13 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, John?
Continents.
Mm. 2012.
12.
German. Strong opening bid. Sam.
11.
He says 11, Matt.
I have to say 10.
Right?
Name it.
Oh! Wow.
I just don't have any idea.
Maybe it had 10 names for
I
this.
Love everything German. About Germany and Germans.
Everything.
I can't think of a single thing about Germany. I mean, it's my heritage, so I just can't. It's a small town in southern Germany, Ham.
Right.
Not Hamburg.
Right.
Germany, sure. You know the Germans.
I have.
But
I've seen
I cannot think
there.
Of one movie in 2012 that was just German.
Just German.
Straight up German.
All right.
You ready, Matt?
Yeah, just give me 10 of names.
You get 10 names, yeah.
Oh, good boy.
It's a lot of names. Probably won't names. Help you.
Out of 13, right?
Yeah.
I bet they're German.
David Gies.
Oh, I love him.
Zhu Jun.
Oh.
James D'Arcy. Keith David, the great Keith David. Ben Whishaw.
Oh, I like Ben.
Duna Bay.
I don't.
Jim Sturgis.
Yep.
Hugh Grant.
Ooh. Oh, I know this one.
Susan Sarandon. And Hugo Weaving. Are your 10 out of 13 names in this movie? that takes place on multiple continents.
I had no idea.
Flawed but wildly ambitious.
Cloud Atlas was German.
Cloud Atlas is the answer. Yeah. So, John, this is yours to lose because you have no points. And Sam and Matt have three each.
Well, we're going to five.
We're going to five, yeah.
I want to just high-five you. Correct answer we've had tonight.
No, it is tonight.
That's the first correct answer?
It's true.
That's, you know, this is not a game of correct answers.
That's true.
Apparently. All right.
I got Air Force One right.
That's almost true. You kind of almost got it right.
You got Caddyshack right.
I mean, almost.
Really thrown off by the fact that he said German. I was like,
yeah.
Why was that movie so German?
Because the Wachowskis probably can only get funded by Germans that have too much money. Hmm. They're like, oh, I love Jupiter Ascending. Here's more money.
It's one of those deceptive clues that I love to throw out there because it's...
Was it literally like, did you pull that out of a thing where you said like German, it's a hard language to understand?
They just
and you just said German.
The first thing Leonard does when a movie is not of American origin is list the country.
Okay. What are some other habits of Leonard?
So I went with that.
He likes to wake up 2 hours before a call. Mm-hmm. Do his beard yoga.
I have lines to learn today.
Who challenged you on that one, Sam?
Sam challenged me.
Yep, so it goes from me to
John. Sam starts us off.
Yeah.
And it goes to John.
Then we go to John.
This is so exciting.
Sam?
Yes?
Would you like the category Squeakquels? That's a movie with a number and an animal in the film.
Whoa.
Yeah. Kangaroo Jack 2. The Search for Curly's Gold.
It's a possibility.
Yep.
Or would you like Clint Eastwood? That's westerns directed by Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. These are tough categories.
They are.
For tough competitors.
It would have been better if it was like when Clint Eastwood went to UCLA.
I thought it was going to be movies that Clint Howard rented out of Redbox on the West Side.
Or four-star general. That's war movies that Leonard gave 4 stars.
Whoa. I will take Clint Eastwood, please.
All right. Clint Eastwood westerns. From 1992.
I can't think of one.
Yeah.
What? He says this movie is a powerful examination of morality.
Boy. Sounds great.
And hypocrisy.
Oh.
Those are your two clues.
-2.
It's a... shit. John, he says -2.
Sure he does.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I'll say -3. I'm not dumb. We all know the movie.
We do all know the movie.
Yeah, but...
And most of us know the first two people in it. Only I know the third.
Whoa! Whoa! Woo! I think I do. I'll mouth it to you. John, I got to say name.
Oh,
name.
Well, great.
Name it.
And I didn't think you were going to call him a bluff.
No, I think you have this.
Well...
Who do you think, as Sam sees, who do you think are the top three?
Well, I think Clint Eastwood is probably top billed.
What's the movie called?
Unforgiven.
And then who's second billed?
Morgan Freeman is the.
And then
the
who's third billed?
Third. I have to say, for me. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what you're saying. Don't cheat.
What?
Don't cheat, Sam.
Really? You leave me no choice.
Wait a minute.
No, he's playing fair.
Hold on. I legitimately.
What am I going to do? Catch the train up to Mooseport after this?
Welcome to Mooseport, starring Ray Romano.
Yeah,
he tricked me.
I knew that. I was trying to think of his name.
And that would be?
Gene Hackman.
Why would you know that I know the people in Welcome to Fucking Mooseport?
Why would you think I wouldn't know movie. Gene Hackman? I just wanted you guys to do some bits. Yeah.
It was Gene Hackman's final movie. Could have been Royal Tenenbaums, which would have been great.
Wait, Gene Hackman's last movie was Welcome to Mooseport?
That's correct. Mooseport, yeah. That's correct.
It wasn't the shitty war one with Owen Wilson where he's behind enemy lines?
No, that was way earlier.
Was it?
Way earlier. That I think was 2001.
Look it up.
Enemy lines.
Top right. billed in Unforgiven, Gene, Clint.
Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. But then,
Dennis
yes,
Hackman.
Then second build, Gene Hackman, and then Morgan. Third build, oh. Morgan
That's
Freeman.
Where I was going.
So Matt Myra gets the point.
Yeah. So wait, what?
Why didn't I say three? I don't know, guys.
I had the billing correct in my head.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Because
but I
would
have put Chevy Chase ahead of a candy bar.
Well, I just think back to that time that Clint Eastwood yelled at that chair that he thought was a black
I know.
Man.
I don't think, John, I don't
and
think
I'm like,
it
he's not second billing a black
like
man. That's got to be third billing Morgan Freeman.
Let's be honest.
Let's not forget about that.
All right, so this is pretty intense right now. Matt's got 4 points. Sam's got three. The less said about John, the better. But a comeback now would be
pretty
spectacular.
Epic, right?
Yeah, we'd be here for a while, too, I think.
Shtick.
So where do we start this time? With Sam again,
yep.
And this time we go to Matt.
Yep.
And Sam, would you like the passed over earlier Mini Driver category? Mm-hmm. The movie movies with Mini Driver or someone drives a Mini Cooper or both. Lando or Sea, movies that take place at sea or have Billy D. Williams in them. Or for your third option, you can do Worst Guests, movies mm-hmm. featuring T.J. Oh, Miller, Jeff West Garland, West. Or Harry Dean Stanton.
I'll take the Mini Driver category.
All right.
I'm picturing Sam driving.
It's true. Room shortcut.
In the stunt car on Nickelodeon's lot.
That's right.
Three stars from Leonard for this movie from 2003.
Yeah.
He says it's fun from start to finish and that there's an array of colorful, well-drawn characters.
There are.
He lists eight of them. He gives eight people billing. How many do you think you can name it in, Sam?
I can probably do it.
Oh, here we go.
In negative three.
Negative three, he says.
Sam. It yeah. goes to John next, right?
No, it goes
no,
to
No, it's to you, man.
I gotta say name it, Sam.
You do? Ooh,
yeah. Negative three, 2003? Colorfully drawn characters?
All right.
I don't know that movie.
I even know
All right,
movie.
Well, I mean, your strategy you were using earlier, you've abandoned, apparently.
I don't want to call that a strategy. We've gone off that strategy several times.
Okay.
I'm calling it a strategy.
No, that's why Sam is poised to be tied with 4-4, Matt.
Boy, he would
I don't
want to
tell you to
tie.
Do the jerk thing right now, but it seems pretty obvious
no, already
to me.
Said name it.
No, I...
Yeah, you did already say it. He did already say it.
I'm going to stick to my... What I
yeah,
said name
you
it.
You stuck to it. Let's stick with it.
But
Let's
I think
it.
He's going
to
go out of order here.
Oh, that's what you think.
Mm.
Okay.
Do you even have any idea what the movie is?
Not a fucking clue.
All right.
The only Mini Driver movie I can think of is GoldenEye,
no,
and she's
other,
an extra.
It's the other part.
Yeah.
It's the other part, right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, probably.
I believe that the movie is The Italian Job.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I could have done that.
Starring...
I knew that. You forgot
boy,
the second
oh boy.
Part.
I completely forgot about the second aspect of this thing.
Yeah. And here's the catch. I may very well get this billion
wrong.
He
very
wrong,
well
case,
may get it wrong.
In which case, the victory is yours and well earned, sir.
All right,
no,
good
I
luck.
I think he's got to get it wrong.
Yeah.
You got to go bottom to top?
No, I got to go
he's
top,
go
three.
Top
to
three. Starting with the top one.
I have it in my head.
Sometimes
I know what the top three are.
Who's number one, Sam?
Mark Wahlberg.
Who's number two?
Ed Norton.
Who's number three?
Charlize Theron.
No.
Matt Myra is our winner tonight.
No!
It is Charlize gets second.
Is Charlize
billing.
Second?
It goes Mark, Charlize, then Ed Norton.
All right. Here you go.
So exciting. What a finish.
I am thrilled to lose that way. an earnest guess.
Yeah, you went out like you like came so close to sticking the landing, but now there's bones just jutting out of your leg, and there's some blood, and there's some.
But
crying.
You'll walk a few days after.
But you'll be walking again.
And you'll have Olympic silver.
I'm thank fine you, with it. Thank you, Sam, for that exciting finish. And Matt Myra is officially the one and only
you
Doug
did it,
Loves
buddy.
Movies. Super duper tournament of championships winner. Hashtag super duper TOC.
I feel good because I guessed one movie right during this round.
You did.
And Matt, Sam, I didn't want to go out by icing you like that, so I'm glad that it paid off.
It was a spectacular finish. So you guessed that he might get the order wrong, which could happen.
In a movie
to
that you had no idea what it was.
Well, I forgot about the Mini Cooper aspect.
Right. That was so, pretty much the giveaway.
Yeah, it's so that movie is
it was.
Mini Coopers.
I really thought he was going
all day
to
and
Mini
all
Driver's
night.
Film
yeah.
catalog.
Yeah.
And then I was like, 2003, she wasn't
can
acting.
Can I tell you a dirty secret?
What?
I've never seen the movie.
The Italian Job? The first one?
I've seen the first one, not the remake.
I saw the remake in the theater. I enjoyed it.
Who's fourth build,
Seth Green.
Sam?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't see the movie.
Who would you say, though, if you had to guess?
Brian Dennehy?
No. Matt was right. He said Seth Green, so yeah. I've decided that Matt is our champion tonight.
I second that. I second that.
Yeah, and you're playing for Matt also, right?
Yes, I'm playing
for
Matt.
So, Matt, come get your prizes. Hey,
Justin Glorious Bastards.
Where is he?
Hey, Justin. There you go. Nothing lost. Nothing gained. Nothing lost.
I have to say, like, I feel like the switch of the signs was a harbinger
you can have
of bad
this
things
back.
To come.
No.
So I really
he does
think,
not
like,
get his shithead red, correct?
No, he does not. Yeah,
there you go. Have it back.
Changing your horses midstream there really affected the karma in the room.
No, the race had not begun yet.
What's the shithead for the ID guy? And where's he at?
Jared.
Oh.
Okay, that's
a good one. That's a good one.
That's a real good one. And there's probably one on the back of this one, right?
That's a fancy idea.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's got a
she's
separate
written it
piece
up.
Of
Wait,
paper.
Candy, take this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, we got a couple of interesting ones. Matt Myra, you got anything to promote? Anything that's happening a week or more from now?
A week or more from now? No, I mean, I did this Star Trek 50 Years documentary that's floating around. It's on the History Channel, aired Sunday of this week, but they'll be re-airing it, so I'd say check that out.
Yeah, watch that. Watch them nerd out about Star Trek.
Yeah.
John Hamm, what's going on, man?
Oh, gosh, Doug, where to begin?
We really want to help you with your fledgling career. If there's any, there's any way we can
early
push
this
you
morning.
Out there.
Are you okay, I'm tired.
I heard they canceled your show. Is everything all right?
It's
you need
fine.
To borrow some money?
I'll be okay.
Okay, cool,
I
bro.
Guess.
Yeah. So what are you up to? You're teaching the world to sing. What else you got going on?
I have a movie coming out in movie theaters near you, starring myself and Zachary Galifianakery. Called Keeping Up the Joneses. That'll be out October 21st. And I'm here and there. And
looks very fun.
Hard.
I'm excited to see
could
it.
Could be fun. Yeah, sure.
Who directed that?
A young man named Greg Mottola.
Oh, he's very funny.
So the
he
cast is rounded out
movie?
By Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot, and Isla Fisher. And we play neighbors, and hilarity ensues.
I can't wait to see this
I'm
movie.
Excited about this.
Me either.
It's Neighbors meets Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
If things we had to meet.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
What?
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
What do you got coming up, Sam?
Doug, I have a spectacular streaming series called Crunch Time, which is going to be on the roosterteeth.com.
Is it about cereal?
It is not about cereal. No cereal is involved.
Is it about packing materials and stepping on them?
Nope.
Quick, Doug, what are other things? The Crunch.
Is it sponsored by the Nestle Corporation?
Nope.
The things get really crunchy.
Keep guessing, guys. You're so warm.
Is it about a gym?
Man, when you zig, he zags.
Yep. It's a sci-fi comedy.
Oh, okay.
And it's on roosterteeth.com, streaming starting September 11th, never forget. And too soon. And It's you can get a month free subscription to roosterteeth.com.
I got
to
pay for
this? Yeah, it's behind a $4.99 a month paywall.
Oh, well, if they
but
only
if you
want
sign up on
it's gonna be
the day it
Rooster
streams,
Teeth does a lot of great stuff.
They
right?
do really great stuff. Yeah. You can see the whole the first four episodes for free if you do the free month when it starts streaming. So do that if you're curious.
Sign up.
There you go. DougLovesMovies.com for all my upcoming dates. One more time for Matt Myra, John Hamm, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Matt Myra is forever the Leonard Maltin champion. That also means that he gets to live in Leonard Maltin's house. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my
yeah, he's
God.
Got like
That's
a guest
so
room that you can have.
But it sounds like he gets up really early.
He's got all that beard yoga.
Yeah.
And as always, Jared Fogle is a shithead. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's about time somebody shit on that guy. And dogs with eye infections are a shithead.
Yeah, not their fault.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talk. The eyes of world is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.